my geek on. Get my geek on. That music can only mean one thing. Todd Bishop joins us. He's our regular guest on technology. He's the co-founder of GeekWire, and he joins us to talk about tech developments. And today we're going to talk about Microsoft, of course. It's made its latest move in the ongoing battle for mobile phone domination, or at least presence. It's made some tweaks in its Windows phone, but will they be enough to pull Microsoft past Google and Apple? So what are the updates Microsoft has made on its Windows phone, Todd?
So it's a series of updates. One of the biggest is a new virtual assistant, a personal assistant called Cortana. And the thing that I love about this is Microsoft drew this from its Halo video games. So Cortana is Master Chief's assistant for people who love Halo, and they'll know this. And so Microsoft said, hey, let's just make that our personal assistant inside Windows Phone, kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways.
So does she have more personality than Siri?
A little bit, yes. And she can do additional types of things. So, for example, you can say to Cortana, remind me the next time I talk to my wife to ask about the massage that she had last week or something like that. And so the different types of alerts. Still in development. It's clear they have a lot of room to go with Cortana and with any of these virtual assistants. They're not perfect. They're certainly not human by any stretch of the imagination, but an interesting move by Microsoft.
Anything else, Mike, that Microsoft has in its new operating system for mobile that's an innovation in your mind?
Oh, an innovation. That's a little tough. A lot of this is catch up.
Yeah.
Microsoft is trying to get on par with Google and the iPhone with things such as what they call an action center, which is very similar to the notification center in iOS. Microsoft, though, is making improvements. So, for example, in the action center, you can determine which particular settings you can get to very quickly there. And so there's basically catching up and trying to advance it just a little bit beyond what Google and Apple offer.
Well, Apple was first with the App Store, and all of a sudden you could get all these great little programs to do things on your phone. And then when Android phones came out, they didn't have as many apps as Apple did. And now we've got Microsoft kind of coming up third here. Are they at any comparative level with the other two operating systems?
They are, in terms of apps, catching up. And in many cases, you'll find things on the Windows phone that you would hope to find. YouTube, things like Instagram are now on Windows Phone. There are cases, though, when your friends will be buzzing about the biggest, hottest iPhone or Android app, and you will not find it necessarily on Windows Phone. And that really is the place where Microsoft needs to catch up. It needs those developers to be releasing those apps, creating and releasing those apps at the same time for Windows Phone as they do for Android and iPhone. So if you want to be on the cutting edge, the very latest with the apps, Windows Phone is probably not the platform for you at this point.
Does Microsoft have any choice? I mean, in today's environment, does Microsoft have to have a mobile phone presence?
It does, and frankly, it's getting even more of a mobile phone presence as of this Friday when it will complete its acquisition of Nokia's devices and services business. So this is really Microsoft's strategic push to say we need to have a presence not only on the desktop and in the computer server room and in the cloud with Windows Azure, but also in the palm of your hand and in your pocket. And they really are pushing beyond their origins as just a software company to try and come out with their own hardware as well. And that's really what this is about.
Is Microsoft making any progress to compete on the mobile front?
In some international countries, they are getting some decent market share. In parts of Europe and Asia, Nokia in particular is seeing some strong growth, getting back to, in some cases, where Nokia was before, or at least approaching that area. So Microsoft is making some headway. They're still in the single digits in U.S. market share and struggling to regain traction.
Well, there's software, but there's also hardware. I've been reading that speculation that the next Apple phone will be a large format phone, a bigger screen. Are there any innovations in hardware that Microsoft might be able to take advantage of? They kind of come, that's partly in their DNA.
It is partly in their DNA. I think the primary place where you will see Microsoft take advantage of hardware advances is in the blending of the different form factors, because they have a presence from the desktop to the tablet to the smartphone, you'll see them sort of blur those lines and even start to have applications that can run across both with very little work by the developer. They're already starting to do that. So that is really where Microsoft's DNA is in that software and then applying that to the different hardware form factors.
Todd Bishop is my guest. He's the co-founder of GeekWire, the essential blog to follow if you want to find out what's going on with technology, not just in our area, but all over the place. Speaking of mobile phones, you at GeekWire are looking to crown the 2014 App of the Year Award. You've got five nominees up on your website right now, including an app we've talked about here before, Leafly.
Yes.
If you haven't heard about it, it's like Yelp for marijuana users. It's got different brands and rankings. Tell us which of these apps you think is the most interesting.
Leafly is a very interesting one, and it's very timely because, you know, obviously with legalization of recreational marijuana here in Washington State and Colorado, they're riding that wave. Another one called Lively is an interesting app. You know, this is the modern-day bootlegger. If you go to a concert, you no longer have to hold up your smartphone or sneak in a high-end audio recorder. This is an app that actually allows you very quickly after the concert ends, one that you attended, you can go in and purchase a live or a recorded stream, a video stream, an audio stream, to actually, for example, be able to listen to the concert, the very same concert you listened to on your ride home.
For bands that participate.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I have to do all that on your own. Now, why are you coming up with the best app of 2014? It's only April, Todd. What's going
exactly.
On?
So every year in the spring, we have the GeekWire Awards. It's coming up on May 8th at the EMP. And this is one of about a dozen categories that we have. It just happens to be one of the categories that's particularly useful, because if you look at these five apps, it's actually some pretty good innovation that you can actually put onto your phone or tablet.
What's cool in our backyard when it comes to app development? Is there something going on here that you find is interesting?
You know, games here in particular have always been kind of the hidden technology industry in Seattle. You have PopCap and Big Fish and Game House at Real Networks being some of the biggies. And, you know, PopCap in particular is a company that's part of Electronic Arts now, the big video game giant, and still doing some very interesting things, in particular with the Plants vs. Zombies franchise. So in terms of mobile apps, games are very hot right now, and I think that's one key area to watch here in Seattle.
On a lot of doorsteps in my neighborhood, I see plastic Amazon Fresh boxes. People are ordering their groceries online from Amazon. But I understand that the home grocery delivery service, there may be a competitor, something called Instacart in San Francisco coming here?
That's right. Instacart has started advertising for a couple of key openings in Seattle that signal that they're planning to come here. This is based on personalized shoppers who go out to the store for you, buy the items, and then deliver them to you. It's essentially like kind of like the Uber or the Uber X or the sidecar for grocery shopping, where you're taking advantage of, you know, sort of a crowdsourced model for having goods delivered to you.
It's so interesting. I guess they would get to know you and shop for things they knew you liked. And
In some ways, yeah, absolutely. And it's based on an app, just like those ride-sharing services.
Instacart, if you want to try something besides Amazon Fresh, that's coming to town. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Ross.
Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire, the tech news site based here in Seattle. He talks to us twice a month about the latest developments in tech. It's The Record on KUOW.